We're going to close our show today with a man who was named West Virginia's biggest liar 5 times. So he says.
I grew up in a little town called Half Dollar, West Virginia, which you've never heard of because I made it up.
My name is Bill Lepp. I'm 5-time champion of the West Virginia Liars Contest. Now, I'm not actually a liar. I can't tell a lie to save my life. I can't fib to my wife, for example. What I'm doing, hopefully, is upholding the Appalachian tradition of the tall tale.
His name was Skeeter, and Skeeter and I became fast friends. And Skeeter was always coming up with some kind of crazy cockamamie idea. And they were the sort of thing that you had to go along with.
The Liars Contest is part of the Vandalia Gathering, which is an annual celebration of traditional Appalachian arts and culture in West Virginia.
He was standing there with this big old diabolical grin on his face and a paper bag in his hand, and he was just laughing.
I don't think there's any difference between a storytelling contest and a Liars Contest, except that a Liars Contest sounds so much more appealing to go and listen to.
And finally, he reached into that bag, and he pulled out something long and brown and furry. And it had a rack on top. And he kind of fluffed it out and put it on his head. And my gosh, that boy could sew. That thing was a perfect replica of an 8-point deer mask right there. And he reached in that bag, he said, I've been up sewing. And he pulled out another one and he handed it to me. And I put it on and it was perfect. And he said, you know what else I did? He said, I took a mannequin, and I dressed it in orange overalls, and I tied it to the hood of my truck.
I always say audiences want to have their leg pulled. They just don't want to have it pulled all the way off.
He said, what we're going to do is drive around town like it's people season, and we got one. But Sheriff Hasbro put that big light on his shoulder, and he started coming up toward us. He was being pretty cautious, because you don't want to just run up on a truck with a man tied to the hood and 2 deer sitting in the cab.
The Liars Contest began in 1983 when Dr. Ken Sullivan proposed the idea. He said, however, that when he did propose the idea to the powers that be, he had to promise them that it would be an amateur contest only, and that therefore politicians would not be allowed to enter.
We thought what we'd do is turn on the CB radio and flip it to the police station to see what was going on. And that's when we heard Sheriff Hasbro say, Tom, Tom was the deputy. He said, Tom, I don't care if you think I am crazy. There are 2 deer driving Skeeter Barr's truck down the highway. And they got Skeeter tied to the hood.
The award for being the biggest liar in West Virginia is a blue ribbon, a very small check, and of course the coveted Golden Seal Golden Shovel, which is a custom-made barn shovel.
Is, or I guess maybe the moral of the story is they say that true forgiveness only comes when you earnestly repent of your sin and promise that A, you'll never do it again, and B, you'll never take any glory from those past actions. So I think I can safely say that Skeeter and I will never be forgiven for what we did that day. Thank you.
The champion liar, Bill Lepp. Trey Kay produced our story. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC along with PRI, Public Radio International. The production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Carrie Hillman,
Peter Clowney,
Lital Muad,
David Krasnow,
Ave Carrillo,
Michelle Siegel,
Rob Weisberg,
Sarah Lilly,
Trent Wolby,
Sarah Nobles,
Megan Metcalf,
Andy Lancet.
Our theme music was composed by David Van Tegum. Thanks to Jennifer Van Dyke and Kevin Pariseau, whose voices we heard in the segment on the birth of the novel. I'm Kurt Anderson, and I do hope you'll join us next week here in Studio 360.
Studio 360 is a co-production of Public Radio International and WNYC New York, and is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts, and by donors to PRI's Producers Forum, who include Dr. Claire Gaudiani and Christopher and Elizabeth Sullivan.
PRI, Public Radio International.